Okay, today is Megillah Daf Beis. Megillah Daf Beis, the first Daf in Maseches Megillah. And we start off, as we will have many, Be'ez Hashem, in this Masechta, Purim-related sugyas, as we have throughout this first couple of prakim. The first two prakim are Purim Megillah-related, and the next two are Kriyas HaTorah and Beis HaKnesses-related. So today we'll talk about the topic of Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, where is Tainus Esther in Shas? It's nowhere Beferish. Nowhere Beferis and Shas do we find that there is a takana of a fasting the day before Purim. But the maybe some suggest is based on the psukim in Megillas Esther in the fourth parak, Vatomer Esther, Lohashva Mordechai, after Esther finally is convinced to do what she needs to do in order to save the Jewish people. She says to Mordechai, Lech Kenosas Kol HaYehudim, go gather all the Jews, Hanim Saim Beshushan. Fast for me 3 days, 3 nights straight. I and my maidens will also fast, and then hopefully I will go in front of the king without being asked. So some say, oh, we fast because Esther fasted for 3 days, and all of Klal Yisrael fasted for 3 days. So that is how that is the basis for Tainus Esther. The problem is that was the in Nisan. We know the whole story, took place 11 months before the Xavier was supposed to be. That was in Nisan, and that was for 3 days, and that was not exactly doesn't seem parallel to what we do. So some say that is not the real source for Tainus Esther. There is, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Peivav, there is Yesh Misanim Shlosha Yamim Zecher L'Tainus Esther. The Shulchan Aruch does quote, there are those that fast for 3 days, Zecher L'Tainus Esther. Again, that's in Tafresh Peivav Sif Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Pirasheni Chamishi Vesheni Achar Purim. Does it mean Erev? It's Monday, Thursday, Monday after Purim. That is the this minhag. When he goes, and the Mr. Burke continues talking about other things. But again, that's a minhag that nobody really follows, but that's the fad in the Shulchan Aruch. But the one source that is quoted is the Gemara on Ardaf, where the Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amud, trying to figure out how do we know that you can lay in the Megillah on the 15th and the 14th and the 13th and the 12th and the 11th. So the 15th and the 14th are mentioned in the Megillah. And then we have an additional two, either from Zmanehem, right, the Gemara has the 2 days, or Kayamim, and we include two extra. What do you mean two extras? That should be 13th and 12th. Why? What about 11th? The Gemara says really the 13th does not need a makar. And the 12th and the 11th need the makar. The 13th is naturally a day that would be included. Why? Because the Gemara's lashon is Zman Kihilo Lakolhi. It's a day that everyone gathered. Day that everyone gathered. What does that mean? A day that everyone gathered. So Rashi says right here on today's daf, Hakol Nikalu Lihinake Me Oivehem. They all gathered to get revenge from their enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos. They gather to fight. K'mosha kasa b'sefer, like it says in the Megillah, Hokach lo tzorach kor l'ribuye. You don't need the pasuk to include it. Shehei ro'i l'kriya. That it should be a day that would be ro'i to read the Megillah. De ikir hanes bo haya. Because the ikir hanes was that day. And therefore it's obvious that should be a day of Megillah. So this is a reference, according to Rashi, it doesn't really talk about Tainus Esther. It says that because that was the day that they gathered together from to fight their enemies, so that is why that is the day that could be included to read. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rush, argues with Rashi, Deloni Hira, L'Rabbeinu Tam, Tahavi Leila Meimar, Zman Melchamahu. So that's not Zman Kehila. The day that they gathered, they got together to fight. So the Gemara should say Zman Melchama, not Zman Kehila. V'od Kashile, Hai Dekamar V'lotzara Kral L'Rebuye, De'ein Derech Hashas, L'Star Dvarav, Kivan Shalahuskar Hakal V'chomer, V'Gemara Didan, V'Nira L'Rabbeinu Tam, Pirsha Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, Zman Kehila L'Kol is a different shot. Sha'kol Mis Asvim, Tainus Esther. They all got together for what was called Tainus Esther. What does that mean? Ubam b'nei akfarim la'ayaros lomar slichos v'sachnunim. It's the day that we have gathered together for Tainus Esther throughout the generations. Why? L'fi shebo nikhalu lamod al nafsham v'yitzrichin rachamim. not a day that we got together to fight, but we got together to daven. We got together to, pray for the war. We fought that day. That's what it says in the Megillah. But it was a day that we gathered together in order to daven that the war goes properly, and we fasted. V'chein matzina b'moshe, says the Rosh, sha'asa tainis kishenil chamba amalek, d'chziv, u'moshe v'aron v'chur, Olu Rosh Hagiva, Vidarshina, Mimasakas Tainis, Mikan Latinus Sivas, Jerach Slosha, Mikan Nira Rabino Tam, Smach Latinus Esther, Shanu Osim, Kamosha Asubi Mordechai Vester, Kshakanikalu Ayahudim La Amod al Nafsham, Volabasinolo Smach Beshumakom, Ella Pekan. This is the only remes to Tainus Esther and all of Shas. This is what's quoted. This Rabbeinu Tam giving pshat on the pasuk of Zman Kehila Lakol. Again, the day that they got together and they fasted and they davened on the day that they went to war in order to give a schus for them to be able to defeat their enemies. And this is quoted by others. The Manhig on page Reish Mem Dal and Reish Mem Hey, Umashenagu Lisanos Erev Apurim. Lo Lishem Zecher Tainis Esther. It's not for what they fasted, as we mentioned at the beginning. Shere Eno Noosan Gibel Yamim, Laila Vayom, Vod Ki Osan Bepesachayu. As we know, they didn't even eat the Seder that year. Shemar Vayavar Mordechai, Vayask Chalash at Sif Salav Esther, Malamed Shaavar Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Batainis, Kinemucha Bekras, the Pasuk say, Ella Al Shem Shenikola Yehudim Shem Beshushan, Beshlosha Serbo. The Yehudim got together on the 13th. And the Mishnah Berurah also, in Tafresh Peivav, quotes this Rabbi Nutam. So this is the source for the din. What is the essence of the day, the essence of the fast day? As we were about to see, it is a different type of fast day than the other fast days. We know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, there are, as we know, four fast days that commemorate the Chorban. This is not one of them, right? We have Asar B'Teves, and Shivasa B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av, and Som Gedalia. Those four. The Pasuk in Zechariah says that they will eventually be turned into holidays. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yutes, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, talks about Megillas Tainus, which is the scroll that had the list of holidays in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, that it was days that certain Nisim happened, and they wanted to give Hodoah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they said that on those certain days, and even the days before and after, that you weren't allowed to fast, you weren't allowed to have a spadim on certain days. Good. And the Gemara says, on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, that really Megillas Tainus was batel. All those days were batel after the Churban. How are we going to celebrate any days? In fact, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and the days were generally connected to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says, except for two. There are two days that still exist from the days of Tainus, Megillas Tainus. And that is, of course, Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim are two days that we still have the halachas of Megillas Tainus. So the question all the Rishonim ask is, that the Megillas Tainus, you had still those days, but it says that you're not allowed to fast the day before, the day after, and we fast the day before Purim. So isn't that a violation of Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus says that you're not allowed to fast on the day before the days listed there. And the Gemara says that Chanukah and Purim are still days that we continue to follow from Megillas Tainus. So how is it that we're able to fast on Erev Purim? So this is the question that we showed. And the Chiddush HaRan on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes answers, V'kasha, first he adds, V'kasha, kiven the mechanika lo batla, Megillas Tainus, heich misanem b'yud gimel, shehu lifnei haporim, ika lemeimar, mishum dehave divar kabbalah, v'divre kabbalah k'divre Torah demo. The Gemara says that it's fascinating. We're not allowed to fast on those days on Erev Megillas Tainus. What about Erev Shabbos? What about Erev Yontif? So we do have a spadim on those days, and one is technically allowed to fast on those days. So how is that possible? Isn't that the nipsa chumra kula? Those are even stronger. So the Gemara says you're right, because divrei Torah does not need any chizik, right? If it's a din daraisa Shabbos yantav, you don't have to be mechazik. If people take that seriously, therefore you don't have to have the halacha of fasting, of not fasting or a spadim on erev. But divrei dim darabana need chizik, and therefore that was the svara of the days of Megillas Tainus. But says the Ran, Purim is in Tanakh, and therefore it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, that Lashon, describing Psukim in Tanakh, right? There's a Rabbeinu Peretz in Baba Kama Daf Beis that describes why we call it Divrei Kabbalah. But Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Damu, Vahavilek Shabbasos V'yamim Tovim. Because Purim is like Torah, because it's connected, it's written in the Psukim, so it has the same dinim, and therefore only Atzman is Asurin, Lefneim Alachareim are Mutar. Okay, one answer. Tosfos in Meseches Tainus on Daf Yud Ches Aleph gives a different answer, that maybe when the Gemara says that it's only still around beyond the only days that are not bata from Megillas Tainis, that's only regarding the days themselves, but not the pre and the post halachas. V'yesh lamed hada amar chanag upurim lo batlu ratzalomar hadinim shelahem la'asos sanyantif udalol his ana bahon avol bedinim delefnehem batlu. But the dinim of fasting beforehand, that was batel, and therefore it's only a partial acceptance and continuation of that din. So we have the Ran, we have the Tosfos, and then we have the Archas Chaim. The Archas Chaim of Aram Yilurel in Hilchas Purim says, no. The Megillas Tainis is not allowed to fast on Erev, those days when it's a fast day of Tsar, a fast day of pain, because these are happy days. But Tainis Esther is not a Tainis Shal Tsar. Umasha Nagu Lisanas Yom Yud Gimel Shehu Yom Shalifnayam Lefishalo Nesar Ela Tainis Shal Tsar Aval Ha Tainis Shanu Osim Eino Ela Zechel Tainis Esther Vishe Yizkar Kal Adam Shabori Yisbarach Roe Vishomea Kal Ish Be'esarasan. And we fast to remind ourselves that Hashem sees and listens to every person during the difficult times. Kasher Yisana Elov, the Yashuv Elov Becholavavo, Kasher Asa, La Avosenu, Bayam Mahim, Bismanaze, Shisanu, Gimel Yamim, Lila Vayom, Velogim Yom Ritzufim, Elashif Sikum Ibod Yom. He talks, he maybe does connect it to the 3 days, but either way, it's a Taina Shal Simcha, as it's called. It's not a Taina Shal Tsar, and therefore that's not a violation of being the day before of the one of the days of Megillas Tainis. The Rambam also doesn't say this, but he implies it, right? And he notes that Tainis Esther is different than all the other fast days that we have throughout the year, right? The Rambam says in Hilchas Tainis in Perek Hey, Yesham Yamim Shekol Yisrael Misana Bohem. There are certain days that all the Jewish people fast, Mipnei Hatzaros She'iru Bohem, because of the tzaros that happened to them, Kidei La'orer Halavavos, V'Liftoach Darkei Tshuva, beautiful Lashon, to awaken our hearts, to open up the drachma of tshuva, ve'yezeh zikarun l'maaseinu harayim, u'maasei avoseinu shayeke maaseinu ata, and to do tshuva for our forefathers' actions, our actions, ad shegaram lahem balanu osan hatzaros, v'chulu, shebizikaran nevarim elu, through remembering what happened, nashuv lehetiv. And then after he goes through the four fast days that are mefurish b'kabbalah and the pasuk in Zechariah, he has an halacha, hey, v'nagu kal yisrael bizmanem elu, lehisanos b'shlosha asar ba'adar, zechel atainas shehisanu b'yimei haman. Right, the minog is, it puts it in a separate halacha, not categorized with the other four. Zecher to the Tainis that they fasted the days of Hamad, Shenei Amar, Devei Hatzomos, V'za'akasam. And that's the Rambam. So you see, it distinguishes it from the other fast days. It's not in the cycle. But again, the Archas Chaim says Tainis Shal Simcha. And this is not the only one, and there are others that relate to this, and there are nafkaminas. There are nafka halachic differences between Tainis Esther and the others. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah on Daf Hey that whenever a fast day falls out on a day that it can't fall, that you can't be knowing it, like Shabbos, then you are ma'achrin. You are ma'achrin. Right? The Mishnah says there that Tisha B'Av is ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. Tisha B'Av, you push off till Sunday. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you push it off till Sunday. Why? Because the Gemara says akdume paranusa lo makadmi. Right, you don't bring earlier Puranus. So the question is, what about Tainis Esther? When Purim falls out on Shabbos, right, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, our Purim can't fall out on Shabbos. When Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, so then everybody fasts on Thursday. So how can you be mocked in the Tainis? So the Magen Mishnah says, well, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. What are you going to do? You have to fast one day, Ein Breira, the next day is Purim. But if you look in the Shiltos says, because it is a tainis, it's a different type of day. That shilta samach zayin, and it is a nes. It's nes, and that's the lashon again. Magdimin, the nes magdimin velo ma'achrin. Right over Tishabav, Shabbat Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. But if Tishabav falls out on Shabbos, the Mishnah says that you push it off. So even it's not a question more chumer than Tisha B'Av. Of course, it's not more chumer than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Kiyom Kippur to a certain extent, but it is different. It's a Tainis Shal Simcha as is described, or it's for the Nes. Fine. Number one. Number two. The Rambam talks about in Hilchas Tainios the idea of Nihugim of a fast day. Nihukim evetainis, besides these specific laws, he says, Kol ashori betainis, bein shayim esan al tsaraso o achalomo. If a person's in a fast, either for a bad dream, or bein shayim esan al tsibor, if he's fasting with the tsibor, al tsaraso because of the rain. Hareze lo yinho giduna ba'atzmo. We're not supposed to indulge. Velo yekal rosho, velo yesameach v'tov lev, ela doeg v'onein. Right, we're supposed to be right and not indulge ourselves. Okay, that's not our issue now. But there's nihugim of a yom tainis, not to indulge. So says the Mishnah Yavet, says Rav Zhulti in Arachayim and Simenai and Vav, he thinks that maybe that doesn't apply to tainis Esther. All the halachas of idunim, that's where there's a chalos shem tainis, sheltsom. The al share okay near the chalaku tainis esem mishara tainis beetzem yisod dino, and he quotes this Rambam and he says she yom ze aser midin tainis bachila v'shasiya mishem zeichel tainis esther shizano bimei haman avolochal al hayom chalos din yom tainis. It doesn't have the same chalos din. Hainu she neemar bo kol dine yom tainis shlo yidogi dunim ba'atzma v'chulu ela she kol hani advarim mutar matainis esther. There's no problem with the other idunim, just not fast, just not eating, but the other idunim related to a chaloshem tainis that does not apply. Kivan she etzem yom lav yom tainisu ela shu rak zecher l'tainis esther shis anu b'yemei purim. And therefore he says this halalacha idunim of the Rambam, that we're not ma'adin ourselves on Tainus Esther, on other fast days that would not apply to Tainus Esther. That's number two. So number one, we're more ma'adin. Number two, the Idunim. Number three, another idea. The Rambam discusses at the end of Hilchos Tainios that in the future, all of the day, the Rambam says for Hilchos Tainus in Parakei, Kol Atzamos Ha'ilu Asidin Libatli Mosa Mashiach. All fast days will be Batli Mosa Mashiach, as it says in Zechariah, Bala Odel Hashem Asidin Liosim and Tovim, V'yimei Sason V'simcha. They'll all be happy days. They'll all be happy days. And put that together with the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah. Kol Sifrei Nevi'im V'chol Aksuvim Asidin Libatli Mosa Mashiach. All Nevi'im Aksuvim. All Nach will be Batli Mosa Mashiach Chutz Mi Megillah Esther. Unbelievable line. Except for Megillah Esther, the Ravid can't believe it. The Ravid would say, the Sfarim will be Batel. Maybe the fact that we'll read them in public will be Batel. But Chas v'Shalom, to say that any Sefer will be Batel, of a lo yi Batel Sefer mikola Sfarim. Right? She'ain Sefer, she'ain bo Limud. Says the Ravid, of course the Sfarim won't be Batel. What's the Rambam talking about? So maybe the Rambam means what the Ravid says. But either way, the Rambam says, all Dach will be Batel, except for Megillah Esther, Fari Kayemis Kachamisha Chumshe Torah. It'll be Kayem like the Torah. Uke Hilchos Shel Torah Shebal Peh. She'eno Batelon La'olam. V'yavol Bisha Kol Zichron Hatzaros Yibatel. And even though the memory of all the Torahs will be Batel, Shenemar Kinishkor Hatzaros Harishonos, Yimei Hapurim Lo Yibatlu. Shenemar V'yimei Hapurim Lo Ha'ilu Lo Yavar Mitoch HaYehudim. V'zichron Lo Yasim Yizarim. The days of Purim won't be Batel. So the question is, what does the Rama mean by the days of Purim? So it might mean the 14th and the 15th, Purim and Shushan Purim. That's what he might mean. But other Achronim, Rev Salvechik, Rev Tukachinsky, maybe others felt that maybe Yemei Purim means including Tainus Esther. Because Tainus Esther is also a Kiyam of Purim. A Kiyam of Purim, a Kiyam of the Zecher L'Nes, right? Ein, in Hare Kedem, they quote, Ein HaTainus Stira L'Simcha Klal, U'mutter L'Sanos B'Yom Shelefnei Purim. The Yesod HaIsser, of fasting the day before, like we saw before, is a Sira L'Simcha, but this is not a Sira L'Simcha. This is not a Sira L'Simcha. And that's what Rav Tukachinsky, Rav Tertzin, writes in Kutras, Chanukah of Purim. He writes, Mitzvahs persume nisa shal Purim hu gama tainas. O mishem hachi kiblu olem divrei etzomus v'zakasam. The Lohudiyah shu karuk l'shav asenu, right? There's a Lashon Rambam also. Part of the days of Purim is to start off recognizing and feeling the Tsar. Kind of like Maschil Bignus u'misayim b'shvach, right? That's a Kiyam in Purim. And therefore, even if fast days will be batel, the Yemei HaPurim won't be batel, including Tainus Esther. Just one final point, and that is, see, if it's Tainus Shal Simcha, so why do we fast at all? Just make 2 days of Simcha. Just make a two-day party. So the answer, as we just explained, is 2 points. Number one, you only feel the Simcha after the darkness. We only appreciate the Simcha after going through the Tzara and connecting with the Tzara, number one. And number two, a fascinating idea, Rav Mirsky has this in the Hegyoni Halacha, and that is everything about Purim is v'nahafochu, as we know. Everything is the opposite of what you would have thought, right? The tree, there's a tree that's supposed to be for Mordechai, and it ends up being for Haman. Esther becomes the queen, that's the most terrible thing that could happen to the Jewish people. A girl kidnapped and ends up being that That is what we exactly needed. Charvona, right, is the beginning of the Megillah. He's a Rasha, right? The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Tezayin, Af Charvona Rasha Ba'osa Eitzahaya. Right, he was a part of the final solution. Kimin Sharosh Lan Iskaima Itzaso Miad Barach. Then he runs away. Then he runs away when he saw it wasn't followed. But the Yalkut and Esther, as some point out, and that is Eliyahu Navi came, and he was the one that suggests he was the Charvona. He put on Charvona a mask, and he told Achashverosh to hang Haman from the tree. Ba'ot Hashah Ba Eliyahu V'Nidma LaCharvona. Right, that's the Yalkut Shimon, he says. So he came in the guise of Charvona. And Rav Mirsky points out that if you look at Charvona in Perek Aleph in Esther, it's spelled with an Aleph. Charvona Biksava Vagsa. And in Perek Zion, when later on, when he gives the good advice, it's spelled with an He. So what's the difference? So the Beis Shmuel writes, the Beis Yosef quotes, Beis Yosef writes in Eben Ezer that Lashon Kodesh is with a hey, and Lashon Aramis and Lashon other languages is with an Aleph. He writes that in Shemos Begitin. How do you write certain names? So you could say that's the Charvona. When he became a tzaddik, when he became a Navi, when Eliyahu Navi took him over, then it's spelled with a hey. So again, what is the possible message? Tainus Esther looks like a tainus. It looks like a fast day. It looks like a sad day, but it's really not. It's really a day of simcha. It's really a day of celebrations. This is another idea, some ideas relating to the fast day of Tainus Esther, where the only remez of it is on today's daf.